Okay.
The tent is right here. There's a metal sheet over, which it's solid though, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
The rain came down so hard that night, we were just tripping. We were like, holy shit, this is crazy.
What it is, awesome. What it was, cuz you are at the parlor with Potter and friends. Yeah. C-Style breaking down Costa Rica for your ass.
Costa Rica is a cool ass spot, boy.
It's like $10, huh?
So Costa Rica is it's cheap.
Hostel.
What's the hostel? The hostel, honestly, like bro, bucks. Because they cater bucks. To
backpackers.
No, tourists.
Yeah.
It's right up there with like American prices.
Oh yeah. Well, that's like a mosey then. No,
it's like a mosey. No, like 30, 40 yeah, bucks. Yeah. I mean, you're still sleeping in a tent.
Yeah.
So the thing with the hostel is that you know you have a room, you pay per person in most cases, in that you share a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like a big dorm. But there's certain unwritten rules about a hostel. You're nice. You're traveling.
No.
There's not too many dickheads. No, a lot of people smoke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Herbs everywhere.
A ton of people smoke.
What about the fucking...
Oh, yeah. These are the weed kids of your backpack that choose to be bums.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Let me skip school for 2 years, Bob. I want to backpack around Chile.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, have you been to Santiago, Chile? Twice left.
Mama.
First time was backpacking. Second time was for business.
Third time was on an elephant.
And they're straight up hippies, bro.
That's cool. No, that's what we.
They're
we
young.
Should, we should have.
But the trip is that it's more chicks than dudes.
Yeah.
The trip. Motherfucking man, these chicks are walking around.
More chicks and dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. I'm talking about little Frenchies.
Oh, yeah.
They talking, they're arguing with their other French girlfriend in front of the shower, who's gonna shower first. And I'm just sitting here while I'm washing my face in front of the general.
Yeah,
fucking,
look at
I'm washing my face and brushing my teeth in front of the general fucking sink, just listening to them. I'm like, this is great. Young people.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
We're double their age.
Got a dab of this super dance. Fucking drop it in the motherfucking rim.
They don't know that when you're there, you know?
Hey.
No. Coach Mario with the 25 when you're there.
There's that thing that, fuck, we're all here, so.
Yeah.
We get to talk to each other.
And you're a man. Yeah, you're adults.
Like, where are you from, you guys?
Yeah.
And the answer.
Is it from all around? Like,
bro,
it's a tourist
all around the world.
That's
fucking tight. I got another shirt from Jaco Beach. It's called the Selena Hostels. Selena, S-E-L-I-N-A, are all over the world. They're known for their, and it's a self-rated 5-star hostels, but they're legit. They are legit. Oh, yeah, Selena Hostels. Go to them. Go to them. Find them. Go to them. They're in Australia.
We gotta make a go.
We got some friends in Australia that like from the interwebs on Toad TV.
The
Oracle
Oasis.
And Buddy. Over in
there's Matt Blonde
in Sydney.
You still messing with this guy? He's been straight.
Good people.
He's so straight.
I have to, man.
It's good, yeah.
You don't have no choice.
Hey, we've done everything,
anxiety,
bro.
Man.
We've done that. Yeah. You've done, you know. You tried it all.
Gene hit it on the head.
Right?
This is why I'll always be the homie. I could stop cold turkey.
Yeah.
And it'll be
you
like,
should
be able to.
Yeah, goddamn. I've been done it.
I cannot.
Yeah. One day I'll be able to say it.
One day soon.
It's not a bad thing, though, man. Well, moderate. I mean, well, just have
everything in moderation.
How about all your shit together, you know?
How about off the clock when it feels like, you know what, we gotta, like, not do this, we're fucking open up to hit each other up. And be like, hey, man, I'm feeling some kind of way.
Dude, is that you know, that text message,
okay.
Can we
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always,
I don't cry, you know what I mean? No, because we're never too good. We're all grimy.
Bro.
And we know it. You know what I mean?
I kind of want to turn this off. Off the record, I've been doing some grinding things with some of my coworkers. That doctor chick I was talking to, I went camping with her.
Do tell.
I went camping with her. And I haven't drank for 40 days, and that's the biggest accomplishment of my life because I actually stuck to it.
Yeah.
It was the first 40 day, whatchamacallit? Lent.
Yeah.
That I stuck to because I was 39, turning 40.
Fucking...
So, what did I decide not to do? Not drink.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job,
drugs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just switched. But, yeah, whatever.
And then she played doctor with you?
So at the end of the camping trip, of that 40 really days, homies were already having a camping drink planned. And because I'm nice, and I didn't think she wanted to go because she's a germaphobe.
Oh, you didn't ask.
I was like, hey, that's a 40-day thing. He's like, hey, I'm going to go camping. And she's like, you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, she wants to go. She said, yeah, I want to go. I was like, oh! I shot myself in the butt. I was like, oh! What should be? Wait, you're not supposed to say yes.
Me being she nice, goes. Being nice.
Dog, I drank so much that weekend because I haven't drank for 4 months, 3 weeks. It felt like 4 years. We started doing our thing, and I got... Is this live?
No,
it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't even have to...
We'll be right back after these messages. Games to be sold, not told.
That's why I miss you guys. Because we have the same stories that...
Yes. Yes. That we care about the most.
This other stuff has become a job.
Dude, that's tough. That's tough to me. I'm handling it. Don't get me wrong.
I'll go over there in front for a while. I just don't want to change.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to figure it out, though. Whatever.
Check this out.
Because we all have to grow up. We'll figure it out. Yeah, it's just
I know. But then, I want it, but we had to grow up, but then, you know, nigga want to be... I want to go.
Like, how
much? You know what I mean?
No, we do.
But I don't want to be fucking.
This is why you're kind of worried.
I don't
want to
be like. Yeah. But I don't. But maybe I should. But I don't want to be uncle. You know what I mean? Like, who's your dad's best friend?
Yeah.
If 30 years ago. You know, whatever. You know what I mean?
I think with that, you have an idea of what it is to be grown up.
Yes. And it's boring.
But it's not, yes. Yes.
Responsibilities, I need to take care of those. Yes.
It's not the same at this point in day and age. It's not the same of our parents, our dad.
Way not, yeah.
Okay, so just because if you
But it's a whole different generation again.
Yeah.
That's why it's like,
you just... Because guys like us would never... Make your own story. We have strip clubs.
Yeah. Well, you just make your own story, Doc. You know what I mean?
We have gadgets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, So grown, you know, I look at Rick's pretty grown. Leaf is really grown now.
He truly is.
You know what I mean?
Really grown, like he doesn't know how to chill out anymore.
But yeah, hey, like that. He's fine without us. You know, not that, you know, it's good. I'm glad he's doing great. You know, period.
I'm not a hater, bro. It's just I don't like that much change. I like things
as if we're just addicted to the game right there. That's
what it is. No, nigga, we institutionalized.
It's all we know, dog.
Yeah.
And, you know. But, maybe when we're 60.
But I'm sure. but, John, I know, I'm sure when you're at work, I'm going to put it in order.
Yes.
I'm sure when Fred's at work, he's a different dude. I'm sure when you're at work,
I don't want to be like any of those.
I think the one who's most my work, the way that
I don't
want to
be like any
outside of work than he is inside of work.
So this nigga, you know what I mean?
It's John. I think John's always the same. Very, very,
pretty
very,
open.
Yeah, very.
We all put on a front, though.
What is it?
Like
no,
he
you're
even,
no,
he
very,
even
very.
You know,
consistent.
I mean, no, we're all stand up people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're just stand up people.
Loyal. We'll scratch your back for a motherfucker to scratch
basics.
Me back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you don't remember, you know, what a nigga did for you,
we're,
you know what I mean? Like,
we're all the basics. We're loyal. We're family. We love the people, like a handful of people in our group. That's about it.
Who loves you back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one that did cross that line, I'll give you a name. His name's Casey. We 86 then right from the jump.
Right.
We almost didn't even give him a chance to talk about it.
I mean,
86.
You know, it's not even,
it's something that's very basic to us. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, there's so many, you
Which
know, no, I won't put any names, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean?
It's easy to live this life than it is to go out there and try and be something new.
But, you're able to do that where you're at.
I'm able to do that.
So,
we're all able
to do that. We wish, you know, I would love to have that opportunity, you know what I mean?
You got it though. You work. You're around different people.
You know, now I got some young people at work, and now I'm barely starting to
be the boss guy.
Be me.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
years later.
Dog. 10 years later.
10 years later.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yes. You
know what I'm saying, man?
Yes, because we're more, you know,
speaking more this, on a level. Speaking of this weekend. Man, shit, we.
Yeah.
Shit's happening right now. Shit's happening.
It is $1 billion.
Right?
It's $1 billion.
We're doing this shit fucking 10, yeah. almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's becoming something of profit. Like, you know, like, take the relation of the B-boying. Mm-hmm. Remember B-boying? Mm-hmm. Fucking, those are our hopes and dreams. Yeah, those were hopes and dreams and doing what we were doing. Mm-hmm. Just having fun with it. Then we grew out of it. Mm-hmm. Look what it's become. A big-ass industry. Mm-hmm.
B-boying, though?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Hip hop, just in general.
I kind of feel like, I mean, a lot of it's become that mumble rap shit, though, don't you think?
You got some rap there, John?
Yeah, that's
cool. I feel you, though, John.
Hits. You know what I mean?
I know the move. I mean, if you're talking about the movement of young people trying to do hip hop things, I feel you. But when it comes down to, like, actual hip hop, that was all us.
Well, what sucks is because we could have been Jabwalkies, you know what I mean? Exactly. They're like that, but they're younger than us. You're right.
Yeah, that happened after our time.
Yes.
Duh, that's so true.
That happened after our time.
As far as it breaks, dude, we were on the map hard. People love it.
It comes down to having that idea, remember? Yeah. Jabwalkies, the mask, and...
Yeah. Well, you know, we all grew out of it. You know,
yeah. Like, no. Gangsters, you know what I mean? No, Jabwalkies mask is our overalls and fucking orange shirts. You know,
mm-hmm. Totally. Fuck Baja Tribe.
Baja Tribe.
Pierre.
Fuck Pierre. Fuck Nazis. Fuck.
That's the other cat.
Oh, that's a whole different story in itself.
Fucking weird.
It was the Star Wars one, man.
Huh?
The Star Wars trooper one.
Right here under you.
I'm just happy.
Yeah, and you know what? The big thing again. I need to make goals.
I could pick up right where I'm going.
Because my goal was just to be live, you know what I mean? I got to do more than that.
Gene, you mentioned
that's the
that
easy part.
Gene, you mentioned that a lot.
But,
so
no, that's it. That's my new.
I want
to make
recognize
goals,
that.
You know what I mean? Like, whether it's...
So let's do it.
Whatever it is. Anything.
Let's do it. Let's do it, but we can do it, like, very slowly, very organically.
But see what's...
We
you know,
can grow it.
I don't, but what
small,
it is, I don't even
as
know
as long as we're,
is,
like,
you know
constantly
I mean?
Progressing.
It must always be organic and slow, you know? It has to be done organically. If anything happens...
It's just funny that...
Because we need to... So what do we have as a background? I'll start off. We have, like... I mean, what's the foundation of it? We got each other's back. I think that's huge.
Totally.
All right?
Always.
Why is that, though? Because we didn't have that much? We don't have that much right now. What if we have a lot? Would we screw each other? I don't think we would.
I think we're taking each other on the ride.
I can't wait till we fucking reach the top and just fucking laugh our fucking ass off.
Yeah.
You have ice holes?
That's
a
heater.
No, check this out. Boys, let's do something, man. Let me start off with the shirt. John, create that motherfucker with the sweater, right? If you're still drawing.
Listen, I can still draw,
dude. It needs to be so, like, cinchy.
Okay.
Fred, I got a shirt idea.
A shirt idea?
Yeah.
What's going to be on the shirt?
Well, I've been doing a lot of camping, okay?
Yeah.
And I have awesome shots.
REI.
I have them on my...
Tight.
But I have them on my... There's certain, like, pictures that I went to Costa Rica to just take pictures, to ideas to have on a shirt. All
right. Check it out.
You can check out all of these. Let me know what you think. There's going to be pictures of me and girl on there. But it's
okay.
Some naked ones. I actually want you to run into that and press play, yeah?
I know. Show them. I just told everybody about it.
That's me. I'm going to do that one. I want to come up with a shirt that has, like, a character. Like, this one would be dope. This is me, but if it's John, if it's my character, looking at that waterfall.
Do the fucking thing right now.
Yeah, do it. Duh, bro. What do I do?
Look at this.
Wait, do it.
Cody.
You can put PUBG right here.
Oh, yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah.
call me out later with this, bro. I can't figure this shit.
Oh, just go to,
is it Snapchat?
Was it the bottom?
Huh?
For the filter?
Yeah.
What do you go to? It would like
the bottom. Wait, what is it on?
Just go on the Snapchat.
Go on your Snapchat. Okay. Find the picture.
All right. How's your back, Freddy?
It's you know, same issue.
God damn.
I'm moving through it.
Come on, Ray, go inside.
Can you take drives to San Francisco?
Remember when Freddy had that little seesaw?
Yeah.
I still have it.
Pulls
still
your back.
That.
Does it work?
I still use it, yes.
Yeah. So, seesaw. What, like a pump?
So it's been, no. It's like a jack. You know,
a jack, like, yeah. It was like a
stretch out.
Pogo stick, yeah. You just need like an in and out.
I still use that shit.
Jesus.
It's necessary.
Cheers, bro.
Fine things. Find things, man. I'll find it later. Oh, God. That's fucking boss.
Solos.
I don't know, man. I think Rick has a dope-ass idea.
It is a dope idea.
I think.
It is a dope idea.
And yet.
You can't just jump into this. You know, you can't just.
Or if you,
I told him that.
This game is just not. It's not that kind of game. It's not that hustle no more.
If his homie owns the company,
where anyone can just mesh yourself in.
No, you don't even have to. See, the mentality you should have in your head is you don't need to sell weed to be in the weed business.
Right. And that's so. That's where we're going. And that, yeah, that's part is there. Yeah.
You don't have to have. You know what I mean?
It's it's probably a $1 billion industry now.
It's not there yet. It's still very taboo. It's not even fully green.
When we went to Seattle,
and it's very close. Next month, it's gonna start becoming like
that. And you just go inside. There's ones that are
that's like Medmen's.
Yes, there's ones that are like
Medmen's.
There's ones that are like fucking.
You said how you don't
like the Diego one that we almost that shit looked like a. What did it look like? A museum.
Look like something, right? It was like four stories
but
and
what
shit.
Is it? Anyone can just walk in and grab some shit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was like the best
shit. Wow. No, those are just stores. They're stores.
Yeah.
And these are and this is bomb weed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Legit.
And what we tripped out is there's no California there. Is there like
walk
no,
right in,
no California
brand
there.
Buying a pack of Marlboro shit.
Yes.
Or, I mean, there's probably some, but this is like all Seattle's brand. You know what I mean? So, that's why they're getting...
So, it's like a micro brew now.
Yeah, they're getting
almost
all the
like
cheese.
Like,
California got the bomb, so of course it's all California. Even in California right now, it's just all...
Bomb.
All Mexican, you know, all fucking...
But California isn't as bomb, like legal-wise, as Seattle.
It's the best.
No, weed for sure. For
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
far
legalized,
as like the
legality of...
But they started It started just like this for them, too. Got to get through all the fucking...
Because California started early, too. They just been regulated and jumped on.
Yes,
and trampled on. Hated on, basically.
Yes, yeah. And then, it's just like nothing, dude. Like,
it was nice, dude. It was like you walk in. First, you show your ID to the guy.
Yeah.
You walk in, and you're like, hey, look at this big-ass wall. Fucking, it looks like a big old display of weeds, right? And then a consultant comes up to you and like, hey, is there anything, you know, anything that I can... Show you anything that you're looking for.
It's all like
they start breaking it down. If you're looking for something, they got a booklet fucking where they can reference to get around to the edibles and fucking concentrates. All that shit's there.
Yeah.
God damn. So it's a bit.
It was so crazy, dude. This is like
you must
after
been,
damn. I guess time.
You know
what I mean?
Oh, dude. You don't want to be honest with you.
We were blazed up. Every second edibles.
You can't smoke inside.
You still smoke a lot of big weeds, though? Like, you smoke with John?
I can't hang on. John is, special,
special lungs.
I mean, I laugh, I ride with them, because that, you know.
Yeah,
well,
you smoke.
My dog, you know.
I thought for some reason
like,
you kind of stopped.
Like, well, not, like, Blizzy of smoke is all to himself. Like, me, never.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's a
I mean, not
word,
never, so. But I'll put it out. That's
a
guarantee you
that's
me.
That's
you know
a
what
word, for sure.
God damn, dog.
Nice.
Learn to practice the new technique. Gotta
yo, all this from when in high school John didn't want to smoke, right? Maybe you didn't want to smoke, bro?
Mm-hmm.
High school, like, fuck that.
Ninth?
This is perfect.
Fucking ninth grade.
You know, Elle was the dope man and
shit. Yeah.
Sell me one joint for $10. What an asshole! Yeah. What did you ever do? But it was like big as
that. No, he called it a split. I remember he used to clown us.
He called it a split.
I remember he used
to clown us. One split, bro. $10. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was definitely the weekend. God damn.
What do we do?
Yeah, I guess as long as we be able to talk about the memories, it's always great. You know what I mean?
We're just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Those good times.
Yeah, too many.
Too many good times. Like,
just like wait, you mean like memories and that's it? Because I still feel like we can capitalize.
It was just awesome being young and dumb.
Like, we're alive in one piece.
Yes, we truly are. You know, rest in peace is a lot. You know what?
Oh, man.
Dude, our route was heading towards something very serious.
And not to say we didn't have casualties.
Come on, I don't even have to bring it up.
Well, thank God no one died, like, from gang violence. You know what I mean? Or, like, man. But not even saying it's any better.
None of us really died.
Thank God. You know, that would be...
Who do we know?
That'd be terrible, dude.
Oh, nobody.
Maybe one or two.
Oh, how, no. No.
But how about like this?
But like,
not to lead the conversation in a different direction. Yeah, we gotta watch out, boy. We be doing some big, heavy stuff. But then... I know the sign, though. Okay. I think you're relatively healthy. I think you are... Fritz back's fucked up.
But we all got problems that we know in charity. Our own, you know what I mean? And we talk about it and we don't. We're, you know, destiny. We're the only ones that can hold our destiny, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, your guys' influence would influence me often. It would help, but.
It should, bro.
It all starts here, right?
Of course.
I can't fucking. You guys. You know, I do, you know what I mean?
We control our own destiny.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
our job,
it might help, like,
our job is to take what we learn along our personal journey and relate it in a real way to our people.
Like, you know what, that's why, like, I wish I could.
Instead of just bombarding, we're like, hey, this is what I learned, this is what you gotta stop doing.
I would love to be like a fucking scriptwriter right now. Because mad stories and experience, you know what I mean? Whether it's gonna be a fun, you know, even skits, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're funny as fuck, you know what I mean? Like,
do some writing, dog.
You know what I mean?
Fun. You know, you see where the
journey.
Some journey.
No, even just like, writing screenplays again. They're like,
You enjoyed that one book, remember?
Yeah.
So, and the talks that we listen to, it's all stories.
You see me? I'm fucking like,
did they get you to listen to one of them things?
No, just like,
that.
I just like, see, but in the books I like, they're talking about our life. You know what I mean? Like, their side, whatever
like,
they did. Like,
listen,
I can relate,
it's,
like,
it's like listening to a podcast.
When I was
13.
Like, yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I'm so addicted to those things, too.
Right.
But those are really positive, also, because those guys all progressed, also. Right. You know what I mean? Like, Joey Coco Diaz. He fucking, you know, looking old as fuck, everything, but he quit his
yay. Yeah.
40. At 44, and he said, "I gotta quit right now because John Gotti took over the fucking Gambino crime family at 44. So you know that was like his, you know what I mean?
The things that go down.
Yes, that was his reason.
And
look at
why
look
he
at him now.
Bigger.
Every time he talks about it, he wants to just do a liner.
Yeah,
right.
All his stories, you know what I mean? It just like,
hey, how about like jumping up a few generations? You got like Andy Freitas. Is it Andy Freitas?
No.
This guy got, he's talking more about money.
Yeah.
But he got beat up trying to be this tough guy.
Yes.
He got his face all cut up, got all fucked up.
Yeah.
And he got to a point of like, oh my God, what am I doing with myself? Didn't do so much drugs. But his mentality was more like, I'm bigger than this.
I need the groomer.
I'm bigger than this. I got other things going on.
No.
There's a few people on podcasts that we can relate to.
Yes, and like no, all those money ones. What is that? The best one with the V.
Which one?
The motivator, the baller.
Gary V.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Gary V.
And like
your bad boy.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Or you just like baller.
No,
like,
you guys listen to Andy Freitas?
But yet I don't fucking
fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up right now.
Hold on, we're gonna.
It's kind of like.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking give on some shit. We'll be right back after these damn seconds. I'm gonna put some shit on, and I'm gonna light this blunt.
Dog, there's a lot more worse ones than that, bro.
That's an itty bitty, sis.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking gross.
That's what I'm not. We're not going. That's why I just kind of shot a little small.
Freddie, at work, bro, we have chicks that shave right here. Fred, John, we have a girl that shave right here, and they have them right here.
Hot. Hot ones? Hot.
You walk in like, hey, what are you here for? Like, I had a leg infection. And then you go into the triage room, like, what happened? Like, well, I shave, and this thing's been...
Who takes it out?
The doctor does.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're fucking over there with the doctor, handing him tools and shit.
Mark says he did, like, some shit for, like, fucking...
That's never ending, man. Aw, damn.
Never ending. Summer. Ugh. Cauliflower. Ooh. Cauliflower.
NES.
That's cauliflower.
Yeah.
That's... Boy,
there's still more.
Boy, that's see, work.
And that's why it's a lumpy. That's why it's a fat lumpy when it happens.
Look at him. He's like, my white ass.
Cystic fibrosis.
It's all cystic.
I'm a nurse too.
Oh damn.
Oh, I watch you too. Cystic.
She going hard on him.
Which one do you finish this burger? Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna tell me there's more coming out of that shit.
I think we should. Fuck. Yeah. So good start going or he said chin planted out
What happened?
I don't know. Remember so what they're trying to pull out is the pocket. You see what he did there? You see that thing that you can't pull out? It's like a little plastic bag which where the cyst was. Which what this is. So if you wanted to be a real gangster, you can cut this open
and we can
go
get that out.
Lift it is. And just cut Gene, just cut or John, cut the little like the avenue where the thing fills up,
uh-huh.
And you just get a little sack, like a little egg, like that.
That
shit felt funny. Oh, no, I was gonna do it. Oh, no, I let you because you needed sharper scissors.
There's a blade right there.
Because it was gonna spray in my face.
That incision.
Damn.
Come on, get away from this, bro. This is
that. Finish the job.
Chris is off the clock. That's my job right there.
You want to get finish the job.
You're saying you didn't get his double bind? No, my job over here is like, breathe.
My man's face right there is just, it says it all, like, hurry the fuck up.
There's a thing called Basil Baker, where there's all kinds of people watching, and everyone's like, ooh! And
hey,
imagine the guy just sitting there.
Oh, it's just
on.
Like voyeurs?
He holds his breath, and
he's
like,
just won't go. You gotta keep popping. You gotta keep popping.
Yeah. So he's basically tripping that he doesn't see what's going on.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
So yeah, they're just like, alien coming.
Yeah.
The fucking centipede!
The goddamn cyst. Yeah. Look at him. Boom. Stop shaving your backs, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Don't do it.
What did you get for shaving your
tongue
back?
Tongue too bad, do it.
Man. Felipe probably got all kinds in him.
No, he got good. Dude, there's some people that are prone to it. Why people got the worst
fuck?
Why people got the worst
situation?
Like fucking
yeah.
V. Hey, have you guys visited?
No,
yet?
No.
You want to go soon?
Yes.
I almost feel like he doesn't want me to go.
I'm just trying to catch
so
up on
times.
Bills.
Hey, bro,
I'm
I got 2 days off. So
Johnny doesn't say yet, huh? And he doesn't say like yes.
He
doesn't say like.
Hey, true.
But he doesn't
think,
say like yeah. I roll up.
I think deep down he's kind of mad because he's super honest with this guy.
I mean, he never just says, you know, I feel like if I asked him, he would say, yeah, roll up.
How often do you smoke?
No, Gene, he will. Gene, he will be like, hey, yeah, come on, it's cool.
But Chris,
no. He's kind of mean.
I don't know, bro.
Look at that. Damn.
I don't know, man.
Who you coming with?
No, this is how
Chris?
He starts. This is how he starts.
Man, I've had kind of beef with you for a while.
You told you that?
Oh,
you got to talk with
that. Best friend.
But I'm a dick. I'm going to like this.
Okay,
yeah, we're gonna
that's a special thing.
That was fucking crazy.
It is.
You should actually be able to go. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever he says, I'm sure you'd come back. He's
mean,
might just say Chris bullshit.
I should right.
No, right. Like you know, like
tell the truth though. I've been kind of there. I haven't been here enough at all. I've been doing my thing over there.
Yeah,
I've been gone.
You know,
I throw out there every now and then, like boys come see me. But,
yeah,
you know, if not,
it's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doc, I want you guys, and that's why you're living the best, you know what I mean, again.
I'm having a
because
good time, but
you,
it's
you're
not,
doing
it's,
your
it's,
day.
It's,
I mean, not that
it's
me doing our thing, but we're here.
It's medium lonely life. Medium.
Yeah.
Medium.
Yeah. Medium. Yeah. Medium.
Not 100%.
See, like if I...
Because it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. See, like if... Yeah. If
female...
Dude,
I
like lost my job or something.
Chick,
I would just like dip to your...
So fucking
awesome. You know what I mean? But,
man,
but...
That's what I was still enjoying.
But, yeah. Before he had it, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
he had a job
I
now, but
like,
you know what, bro?
Yeah.
Stay with me, Uber, use my car.
I wouldn't, yeah, you know what I mean? Give it a chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a 1 month there.
Should do that on the weekends.
Yeah.
You can stay for 2 weeks. Yeah. Stay for 2 weeks at a time, bro.
No, but, no, just, you know, to
Uber,
get
Uber
to get out the hood, though.
Bro, I have a fucking free room.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And...
You know, thank you, God. Thank God, man. I landed a good job. You know what I mean? Fucking.
I'm excited.
You know, I was in a position where...
Yes.
Fuck, man. What am I gonna
do? I'm excited for you because you're excited for it.
I fucking,
no,
yeah.
I
oh, totally.
I see it. Yeah.
When I fucking.
He respects a week. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
but
regular
man, I'm
people,
tired, bro.
Sean,
that all happened when you quit that job over at Roadrunner.
Yeah. Like,
and
when I quit
months,
my series.
How many months
kit,
were you,
you know
off?
I mean?
You were off for months, bro.
No, you're Patty King, dog.
Yeah.
After Sears, I almost went to Warehouse, dog. Khalees was about to be born. I was about to do like $10 again, dog.
True story though. Is that the right word? You were kind of panicking a little bit.
Well, yeah, we all panic. I mean,
yeah,
and it's inner. It's inner because we make money.
I wanted to
schedule.
I can't fucking.
And
we
hoped we made the right decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're easily gamble, right? We'll just gamble like, I'll do better. Then once shit, you know.
Yes.
Of course, you're gonna lose a couple, almost lose your whole stack.
It's a matter of the grass is greener somewhere type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't settle again.
Dog, that's the story of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's great about you is you kept going, you know,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Nerd, I'm gonna just do, you know.
Yeah.
And you also did try to settle a crib.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said, fuck, nerd, you know. My nigga, art it, you know what I mean?
I get a lot of opportunities.
Yes, and that's great. You know,
I get a lot
so,
of deals.
Yeah, and actually, like,
I really do.
Yeah.
As far as not,
you
fucking
could always
fucking
work. Yeah,
doctors,
you
okay,
could all, you know
that.
What I mean? As long as no malpractice or whatever.
Right.
Anybody, especially your experience already. Anybody. I mean,
right.
You know,
right.
Just find the right one, the great hookup where they pay fucking
yeah.
90 and double time and shit. Whatever.
That,
you know what I mean?
That $50 comes.
And then
know,
next
week,
even
that $50 an hour comes at a, you know, at a price.
Yes.
In the ER.
Well, you work
in the ER.
Yes.
You know what the fuck you're doing.
Yes.
And so
put you to the test. Yeah.
So,
scary. That's scary.
Yeah. So am I that cool cat? Like, I'm going to play this test as a cool breeze?
Yes.
I really over like okay.
Yes,
this.
I gotta remember
was,
this.
And
yeah.
He was looking at me like, oh
yes.
Shit, this guy's kind of.
Did he do
it
right?
Yeah,
he's not sure if he did right.
I am, and you know I'm not the sharpest knife in the motherfucking.
I'm the same
stall,
guy,
bro.
Dog.
I'm looking who
I'm
I am.
The same guy.
I am
definitely
I am.
Not the sharpest.
I am not the guy like
coolest.
The
coolest,
ass.
So
yeah.
I was at the ER. Yeah, I was at the ER for 2 years, and I never got employee of the month like everyone else around me.
Right.
Like, I was always, like, just, like,
yeah,
make...
That's not going to go against you, though, you know.
Bro, I've been working with healthy people, bro.
Yeah.
Nursing my third fucking career. Navy to real estate to nursing, and my head with toxic people.
And, you know, it's good. You know, nurse, that's, like, what all the Filipinos wanted you to do anyway. You made mom happy, for, you know,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
I made sure that I had a solid
right,
plan.
I mean, you know.
She gets really cool. Let me make some shirts.
Be
John,
a nurse.
Can you sell me
I
out.
Am, motherfucker.
That's easy. It's that
yeah.
easy.
And that's
easy.
A great accomplishment, you know what I mean?
James Grant, I thank God every day that I became this nurse person.
It's hard work. Doc, you were actually studying in Starbucks.
Right. Yes, I was.
I would never do that. And I was like, what are you fucking doing?
I had, you know,
on the way home,
Starbucks.
You know, on the way home to Oxford,
you know,
but you stopped
had,
Westlake, Starbucks, fucking 4 hours studying up.
Seriously?
Just on the real.
Because, yeah, I know.
Because,
well, I didn't even remember that. Let me
right.
tell you what that was.
It was Barnum
and
Noble.
That was my peak Adderall days.
But hard work pit, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We ain't stupid, dog.
My guy, I had a goal. I had to do it. I was committed to it. I mean, my thing is I don't ever want to fail.
Oh, yeah.
So if I put my head to something, like, fuck that.
Yeah, fail.
I already failed.
We'll
out
give
of,
up before
bro,
we fail.
I
like,
failed out of nursing school the first time around. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
And then me take more Adderall, go to school again.
If that's what
got through it.
Yeah.
And then I had to take the NCLEX, which should normally be 75 questions for smart people. I did 265 questions because I was on teetering on failing.
Oh, because
so they wanted to make sure you
when
knew
you're
your
stuck
shit,
here,
right?
You have you're like punished.
I was basically fucking up the whole time. Right?
Yeah,
I'm in my position.
Then, but then you fucking passed the 261, dog. That's fucking dumb.
Right. We all went to school.
You know what I mean?
We all went to high school together, bro. I fucking passed high school with the skin of my teeth.
Yeah,
I didn't. I mean, passed this nursing thing with the skin of my teeth. You know, I studied. Don't get me wrong. But it was definitely the hardest thing in my life, right?
I never even had a class with the Filipinos at all because I was stupid as fuck, dog.
I took French.
We had
we had
each other, I remember that.
Math 9.
We had
Math
each 10. Other. That's why we didn't give
a Fred, we never had class.
We never had a class,
though, yeah.
We
had a class. I don't need though.
Fred, did we have a class together, me and you?
You know, yes, yeah.
How'd you catch up to France?
Oh, Ray.
Ray.
Yay. Yee. Man, that is so true, bro. I remember fucking John. No, Cap. No, Cap, were you there? No, you're already at
Frontier.
You're already at Frontier. But
Gene.
No, Felipe, Rick. You were talking to Mr. Omandrov. Like, please pass Chris. He's going to the
middle. Oh, they were magic for you?
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh,
you look fucking tired. You got a blunt burning.
Huh?
Blunt be burning. Morning.
Watch how this overwhelms the fucking thing. What we like that?
It's crazy, man. Get my best memories from fucking from high school.
Me too. And it's just like so crazy. Long ago. And it's so.
I don't know. Yeah, if I want to be in high school or something, man. Funny.
When I revert to stories that I could talk about intimately, it was about like high school shit.
You know that like
fucking bonfires?
You know, things that were like surely ever happened.
CJ, you're one now.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, and then you start catering to like the conversation you're having with people. Like, you know, you ask them, like, you have kids? And then all of a sudden, the conversation turns. I'm just kidding. I'm sure you can have that conversation too, right?
Yes, that's my
if
most
it's smoking
positive,
weed?
This is the most positive thing of me, you know what I mean?
Always having a certain type of conversation.
At least it's such
honestly,
some sort
and
of
that's the most.
Responsibility, you know what I mean?
No, bro, that's the...
And I don't even do too much, you know.
That's the biggest conversation you could have with anyone on any
just,
level.
And it's just to show that
and
I'm
be
a
on the same
adult.
Music.
I want to be a kid, but no, I'm an adult.
This is where these smart motherfuckers that have kids listen to how you raise your kids, and they're like 100% listening.
Yes.
Like I used to throw my kid in the air.
Yeah.
Or I let him play with dog in the street. They're like 100% listening.
Have you guys seen that show Riverdale?
Oh yeah, we've talked about it.
They're saying there's a gang of fucking good looking. Yeah, it's Archie and gang of hot bitches.
There's a whole new set of actresses that are. I don't even know about. I don't even, you know what I mean? It's a whole new generation. I'm like,
TV, movies?
Just like a whole
20 years old.
It's not fucking Jennifer Aniston anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy though. Like,
it's nowhere to
happy. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
It's my party.
Happy birthday.
He's visiting from Costa Rica.
Finally 20 years old.
22. Wait, 22. Yeah,
right.
22. Happy birthday.
Good.
Look,
it's
good.
Who's it? What up, uncle?
What's up?
Oh, you guys.
Uncle, you gotta fix this.
I want my garage back.
You have to recognize us together right away.
Is he an ordinetta?
How are you, Uncle?
No.
Pampanga.
With the best.
You look good,
with the
Uncle.
Best casino.
It's in Where your is house.
In our house. Your house. Come on, in the Philippines.
Yeah. Wow.
That's Take nice. Us with you, Uncle. Huh? I'm ready to retire too.
Find me, find me a nurse, Uncle. With no tongue.
No tongue.
But she don't talk. No bibig. Sorry.
Hey, Bob.
It's true.
You take out the basura tomorrow,
Jack. Yeah, I'll take it out.
You're telling you're from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Take out the basura from the Philippines.
Yeah, I got
you
Ray,
always forget.
Got Ray a costume.
John, put the basura away.
Oh, Ray, talk to Daddy.
I'm here, Daddy.
Daddy Ray?
Angie, where is he?
Papanga.
He's in the Philippines.
Is that where you are, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have to go.
Yeah, he's in our
house. How long is your dad going to be there?
Why don't we go?
Where?
Wow.
All of us?
Find me a wife. Find John a wife. Jean.
Yeah.
Husband.
16 is okay.
How's everything?
Yeah.
I'm 16. How's everything? Huh?
He's
right
here
on the side
now.
As soon as Ray goes on the side, I'm bringing the monster inside.
How's everything?
Ray's with us right here.
Why did you come back? I'm
Ray.
The house. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm surprised you didn't stay there for a while.
Ray.
No, because I'm working.
Oh. Yeah, you only did the 2 weeks. Huh? You only did 2 weeks.
Ray.
2 weeks?
2 weeks,
Ray.
You only did?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I stayed up 2 weeks.
Keeping busy.
No, I just rest.
Where are you working at?
Huh?
Where do you work at?
I work at Zip Hour.
Zip Hour, okay. Cool. We're gonna get my haircut this weekend, man.
Yeah.
I've been,
there's
some
place called Casa de Esperanza.
But
can
give Ray a haircut. His face is getting out of control.
What do you
do? I
work with people
on
like mental disorders.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Just like
this
guy.
Ray.
Taking
care of him! Yeah! Help me, please. I need help.
You're smoking already?
You're curfew?
I
didn't know you were smoking before.
Only when we're Los Ingeto.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Every now.
You know,
and then.
It's so it gives me that Uncle Quick. I
yeah, that's
I
not
know,
good.
I hope I get you.
That's awesome,
good,
man.
That
yeah.
one, just drink it and then you know.
Just a little
good,
bit.
I think Angie, when we were hanging out,
backyard,
I don't get to hang out as much as I want.
A little bit.
This is what I remember. It's like,
right.
No, not
only with that side thing.
No, Angie remembers high school. We were
no, yeah, but when you come home to Oxnard.
How's it? How is John being home?
John?
Yeah.
Oh, where am I?
High school again. We were talking about it, Auntie. We're going to get out of here. No. Yeah, I hear something?
When?
Not me. When? They're going to come live with me. I have a house in Long Beach.
He's
going to
move there?
I would love for him to purchase.
Oh, he
told them. I gave
him
a job.
When he didn't have a job.
He gave him a job?
Before he did.
What? What do I do? No, it's not bad. It's just he has
no,
a different
now,
issue. But where I live, bro, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of different going on.
Oh, yeah.
You have a house there, right?
I have an apartment.
Well, it's just these guys getting out of the house and get together, you know?
Yeah.
You can. We can.
Yeah.
400, 400, 400, 400?
Yeah.
I get the big room.
Oh,
yeah.
Las Vegas.
How about here? Just move here. Relocate here. Relocate here.
You almost did.
I could. I should.
Wow.
My parents are getting old.
Yes.
See my dad.
Yeah.
My dad,
that's why I will stay here.
My dad's getting all thin.
Because they take care of me forever.
My dad's... upstairs is good. Man, that's fine. Just
there's
old.
The
70
the
years
old.
Way.
There's a pond. There's a pond.
Can I have her here?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, your dad
sorry.
Is... Your mom retired too, huh?
Yeah.
Gloria.
Yeah. But they're enjoying each other.
That's good.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
They
you don't need anyone.
That's the only way you can enjoy life.
It's true. It's
or
true.
Just go Philippines.
I want them to do that, but they even do like to play a little bit.
There's a casino there.
Yeah,
but
close by. You kidding me?
My
of course, there's casinos in the Philippines.
And then
my thing, no,
they
lose
less money because
no.
they're special, you know.
Gina, the thing is that when my parents go to the Philippines, that they always ask for more.
Oh yeah, yeah, family, right?
All the
of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you still have
not,
the house,
not us though. No, 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 no one go to
my
place.
No,
no, my family in the Philippines is good. They have Jimmy's and Sadi stores.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Not,
we still
not,
keep asking.
Not there.
Well,
not
you know, because
place.
They think like we're millionaires.
You think we're fucking like
yeah.
Michael Jordan there.
They take you places, look. I said they take you places, look.
Uncle, this is my turn now.
It's their turns. Your
Have a tando eye for me,
Uncle, have tando eye for me.
You're all part of the one that was taking your place.
We're the new uncle. The new uncles are in town.
Angie, have a shot.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
I'll like it for you.
Okay, I can't get some fire.
Salt and vinegar.
That was really good, damn it.
Green melon onion.
Angie. Your dad, he ain't coming back. He home. He's
still
How long has Uncle Joe been there now?
About a month.
Until November.
A month isn't a long time. November, that's a long time. Yeah.
That's retired.
But Uncle's retired now.
Yeah, he has been retired a long, long time ago. No, he's fixing up the house, so when everybody ready to go home, they have place to stay.
Okay. Uncle is always ready.
Yeah.
Always ready. Like,
He just sits there and tells my cousin, buy this for me, buy that for me, go out there, take it.
So he's like the boss.
He doesn't
work
there.
I'm all. You just tell him what to do.
You just tell them what to do.
Does he do
make
like
sure nobody steal nothing?
Yeah, there's two guys working in the house.
Yeah.
They're my relatives.
Yeah.
And he's the one to buy the material and do the thing, and he just
paints
and
everything. Uncle
is the boss.
Sure.
I like it. That's perfect.
Yeah, I really didn't want to talk to me. He just
wants to
see
the...
He just wants to see Ray on the phone.
Huh?
No, what's that?
That's Ray's costume.
What is this?
Iron Man.
Yeah, well, no, for when Halloween comes.
Halloween. I got her $5. Over at
New movie. New movie.
He's gonna like this.
Spider dog.
Iron Man.
Small for me.
I feel my dad's getting a gift like that again.
No, I mean, I'm sure you did.
Maybe.
I don't mean...
I mean, if you think about it... If you were 60 years old and life is slow motion, I think I would want some excitement. I know I want to do something more than just retire.
Oh, yeah.
Look at your dad. Your dad looks good.
Yeah.
My dad is in better shape than all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, when he's here in the States, he rides his bike 15 miles every morning.
Bro, he's fucking focused now. He has a fucking game plan.
We're just talking about that. I'm about to get shit done early. Yes,
right.
Yeah, more shit done before
He's a classic military cat, bro. Yeah. Wake up early, make it happen, fucking go.
And that's what they did for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So... But that's what they did for us, to raise, you know what I mean, just to even show a positive, you know what I mean?
That's how you get
We're lazy on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of them, because they've been showing us fucking, told you to mow the lawn.
Right,
no,
right,
I'm sleepy.
Right.
Even retired.
Even now,
even
at 40.
Right.
They know they can't even rely on me, you know what I mean?
They're not even to be just like that, but when it's time... Our parents
you know
are the epitome of hard work.
They're doing their best.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they work hard.
Now, are we the same hard work that they learn in the Philippines as we are here?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. No.
I mean, we don't work that hard. After high school, we don't work.
My dad's like tripping as much money as I make. Like, damn.
Yeah, goddamn. You don't even fucking work.
Yeah. I mean, not like I make a meal, but just like, you know.
Yeah,
he had to be like a postman, you know, make that. You know what I mean? Walk in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Catch me going home like fucking okay, 1 hour and a half after I left. Lunch.
2 hours. Stay 2 hours.
Dad,
I'm on
lunch. My dad, my mom and dad asked me, like, how much is your hourly as a nurse? And I tell them, and they're like, wow.
Yeah, because and they back looked, then it was, no, you know, less
than bro, that look that they have on their face, like, when they look at me is like,
let me borrow some chips, nigga. They're like, that's not my favorite trick, because I'm always broke. They're like, you made 75? Where is it?
Right.
Still the text, man. Oh, all my student loans. Don't pay for shit. Don't get it all getting rent. You'll barely buy soda.
Yo, where is all that money?
Where are you, Mom?
Where it go?
No, I'm a piece of shit.
No, I know.
That's where I need to.
I know you got vices. I know you got vices. I know you like to play.
I need responsibility. You know, I need it.
I know you like. I know you have. I know we have this fucking habit.
I just hit rock bottom. So
make a point, man. Like, hey, every paycheck, this amount, man. Make a point.
First of all, I'm just trying to get back to even. You know, nigga, party. You know, as a mother.
Once you make that determination, you'll get there fast.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll suffer.
Especially if you have the means.
Yeah, because you have a good, you're making good money, and so that's, you'll get there fast, man.
That's the only positive light, like, goddamn. Nobody would loan me any cheese if they know I didn't have a gig.
Screw yourself. You know,
you work extra hours on the shit.
You know,
am I right?
You loan me this, or you fronted me on this.
Remember your life.
You know, I'm dirtbag.
That's why,
you know,
I have a 2006.
I will pay, you know, I know when I go down.
Yeah, you have the letter.
I mean, well, you know, I'm dirty, but
we can't, like, compare ourselves to
them. Yes. No,
they have a different
world. This is a whole 3 degree, you know what I mean?
We're more, we don't need to work that hard and still make money.
Yes.
Drugs, for example.
Yes.
Playing video games, right now.
Yes. Fucking dang.
Selling shit online makes money.
Yeah.
Them, they're fucking hard work. Like, Uncle, for example, was cranking on cars.
Yes. Yeah.
That's hard work. Uncle had a fucking girl. I remember fucking growing with Uncle, and he had a fucking jumpsuit every time I see him covered in it.
Yeah.
Uncle's like the epitome of the fucking man, right? There. You know what I mean? Like,
that's working jumpsuit
and
hard
work. Listen to country.
And that's why I fear him. Because,
listen to country.
You know what I mean? Like, I fear, you know what I mean?
Uncle, like, my dad had the biggest, hardest fucking hands. I mean, look at his hands, like, you know what? These motherfuckers are hard.
Oh. Yeah. I got another uncle with hard hands, too, and definitely like, I refer to that. Gene!
Man, bro.
Man,
bro. Bro, when I was... When I was fucking up in high school, making my parents' life hard, trust me, those big hands were fucking met with my face.
Yeah, my dad didn't beat me down, thank God, but
my dad beat my... Remember, my dad used to be mean as fuck. Remember that in high school? My dad in fucking high school was mean motherfucker.
I don't know, yeah. Not whatever it is.
Not as mean as Shields, dad.
This conversation got really deep.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.